This is Duchess Willow of EbonyFemdomPhoneSex.com, and I'll be honest with you, I don't feel like typing. So instead of posting a regular blog, I decided I would just put up some pretty pictures and do a podcast and keep the typing to a minimum. So let me just start you off with what you need to know. First of all, is Masturbation May. It is also Mental Health Awareness Month. Our site of the month is Phone Humiliation. I now have a profile on phone humiliation, and I really enjoy phone humiliation. For the rest, I, Duchess Willow, the Ebony Femdom, would like you to sit back, relax, and enjoy this audio journey, because we are going to talk about phone humiliation specifically and why so many people seem to be drawn to that. And so for anyone who's not clear, phone humiliation is an extension of what would be considered one-on-one humiliation with a femdom in person. Some people derive sexual gratification from being humiliated, and it can be physically or mentally masochistic for them to be laughed at or publicly embarrassed. For some, humility and being humbled is not just about putting you in your place. They get off on it. I know that a lot of people are familiar with humiliation in the form of small penis humiliation. However, it's important for you to know that there are many forms of humiliation, and people who do not have small penises and people that are not into small penis humiliation enjoy femdom humiliation and phone humiliation. So I like to, I'm a bit of an etymologist. I like to study words and their meaning. So why don't we start by talking about what it means to humiliate somebody? Merriam-Webster defines humiliate as to reduce someone to a lower position in one's own eyes or others' eyes, to make someone ashamed or embarrassed. In other words, they enjoy a form of abasement. They like being humbled and humiliated and degraded by another human being, sometimes embarrassed by themselves, something that they will do to bring attention and humiliation to them. So what humiliation is really about is the thrill that some people get from being degraded or being subjugated by a dominatrix in a way that is humiliating. As I said, humiliation is something that is not exclusive to just the size of your penis. I mean, you know, there's people that like tiny dick humiliation, and they like being laughed at. There are some other people who maybe do not have small penises that like being humiliated, being made to do things that make them feel humiliation. And humiliation can be anything. It could be anything that you want it to be. It could be feminization. It could be being publicly embarrassed. It could be having to suck your mistress's toes. It could be drinking hot dog water, which I actually wrote about many, many moons ago. I personally prefer a form of humiliation that is palpable. If you read my profile, is very focused on humiliating men who are cuckolds and sissies. Don't let that scare you away. I tend to be very hardcore with my humiliation and with my femdom personality, which is why some people are intimidated, because they think that I'm going to rake them through the hot coals and drag them for filth, which if that's what you want, that's exactly what I will do. However, I am aware that some people do not like being degraded, but they do enjoy different forms of humiliation. The reason that I zeroed in on sissies and cucks has to do with some of my real life experiences with men and what I have found in my experience is that there are a lot of men who are either down low cuckolds or down low sissies or just very feminine. Now, something that could be humiliating to a man who is calling me for ebony femdom humiliation is being less than a masculine man. I am attracted to sexually masculine men. I have absolutely no sexual attraction to any man who wants to be cuckolded. Any man who has a small penis, any man who is considers himself a sissy. So what do you do to gain my good favor if you're not a masculine man with a big dick? Well, you better be entertaining and have a fat wallet. That's all I could tell you. Because if you are, and yes, in real life this has happened, if you're a cuckold and you approach me and I don't know that you're a cuckold, things are not going to work out very well for you if you're looking for a cuckold relationship with me, because I have zero interest in fucking someone who wishes to exploit me for their sexual kink. Now, we can role play that. And my style of cuckolding is just for my entertainment and for your humiliation. So as far as lifestyle cuckolding goes, that is not one of my interests. So what you need to understand is that if you're going to pursue that sort of a relationship with somebody, you need to make sure that they're interested in that sort of relationship. But we're talking about phone humiliation, so we're going to stick to that. Maybe I'll do something else in the future about cuckolding and being a sissy. So let's talk about sissies. Sissies as a form of humiliation. There are lifestyle sissies who do not find being feminized humiliating. It's just how they want to live their lives, and they like being in a female-led relationship. However, I'm talking about humiliation or feminization as a form of humiliation, which is something that I enjoy. I enjoy talking to sissies. They're funny to me. Some are very entertaining, which is key for me being your dominant, is that you have to be bringing something to the table. And I get into some pretty heavy, humiliating scenarios with submissives. And some of the things that I like doing include making you do things that would be humiliating to you as a man, like feminizing you against your will. And outside of playing with sissies, as I said, phone humiliation has many, many levels. And there's really no wrong or right way to humiliate. I suppose the right way to humiliate someone is if they're into humiliation and they enjoy what you're doing to them, then that's the right way to do it. And what humiliation is from person to person varies. So what I would love is if you are into humiliation, you can leave a comment on this latest blog and podcast. And also, if you happen to do a phone humiliation session with me, I'd like to hear from you what it means to be humiliated and what your interest is as far as humiliation goes. Do you like a woman to laugh at you, or do you just enjoy the many other aspects of humiliation, like being put in your place or doing something that in your real everyday life you would never do for a woman or for anybody else? So that's just to let you know, if you read my profile and you're into that hardcore being humiliated for being a cuckold, being humiliated for being a sissy, being humiliated for being an inadequate man to a woman, that is something that I get into heavily. As I said, if you're not, don't let that scare you away. I know a lot of people, once they actually talk to me, thought that because of what they read on my blogs or my profile, that, you know, they were just going to get on the phone with me and I would just start going off on them. And that's not my style at all. If I humiliate you, there won't be any screaming or yelling. I don't even have to raise my motherfucking voice to put you in your place. The only thing that you have to do is have very good listening and direction following skills if you want to be one of my humiliated playmates. So if you want the ebony femdom to humiliate you, all you need to do is call me. And the number to call me is 1-800-601-6975. You can also email me, willow@enchantrixempire.com. And you can find this podcast on my podcast on Apple iTunes or on my blog at ebonyfemdomphonesex.com. You can find my phone humiliation profile at phonehumiliation.com. Make sure you check out the blog, because I will have some pertinent links for you, where to find my phone sex audios, and the links that I mentioned in this audio will be posted on that blog. That's where you can find all of my information. So I hope you've enjoyed this audio blog due to me not feeling like typing. And again, this is Duchess Willow. Stay blessed, stay safe. Peace.